I work in alpine ecosystems where there are multiple threats to their long-term persistence. So things like climate change are obviously long-term drivers. But some of the more immediate impacts that might be threatening these ecosystems are introduced species, so pest plants and animals. And so what I'm trying to understand in some of the most vulnerable ecosystems in Australia is what causes those invasions and what impact do those invasions have on the native ecosystems that persists on tops of mountains. So my simplest hypothesis is that we can use mountain ecosystems from other places of the world to understand what will happen here. One of the really important things we're trying to understand is which species might invade or establish in these areas. What are the pathways? So that just means how do they get there? And what are their impacts? So if we know those three things, we can start to understand and prioritise management actions that will be most effective at reducing that risk. So I guess our key outcome is trying to identify those three things. Well, society makes a choice to conserve ecosystems as one of the things we do for land management. So I guess what we're trying to do is here is think about what's the optimal way to do that, having made that decision to conserve alpine systems. And remembering that alpine ecosystems are amongst the most endangered Australia-wide because they cover such a small extent of the continent. So my research is really trying to provide those tools that allow us to do that most effectively.